WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Good morning. We're at 44 degrees and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris today campaigns in Pittsburgh.
Today, Harris will outline her economic policies, pushing what she calls an opportunity economy, offering financial assistance to homebuyers and expanding the child tax credit. One new analysis shows just how tight this race could be in the Electoral College, predicting this could be the closest presidential election since 1876.
ABC's Perry Russum. In Savannah, Georgia, Tuesday, former President Trump pledged to stop U.S. businesses from shipping jobs overseas and to take other countries' jobs, relying heavily on sweeping tariffs. In Springfield, Ohio, a nonprofit organization representing the Haitian community filed a criminal complaint against Trump and J.D. Vance over debunked claims about migrants. Now 65-mile-an-hour Tropical Storm Helene is about to break out into the Gulf of Mexico and then strengthen into a hurricane, landfall tomorrow night somewhere in Florida's Big Bend region. A court in Russia sentenced U.S. citizen Daniel Joseph Schneider to 6 years in prison. He was convicted of trying to take his 4-year-old son out of Russia without the child's mother's consent. Russian border security caught him trying to get into Poland by crossing through a forest and marshy area on their border. In this country, a groundbreaking honor for one of the nation's most celebrated musicians.
The Man in Black, given a permanent place in the U.S. Capitol. Johnny Cash, the first musician honored with a bronze statue in the Capitol building. As the U.S. Air Force Band played his songs,
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
His daughter, Roseanne Cash, spoke about what made her father so great.
This man was a living redemption story. He encountered darkness and met it with love.
Love.
Each state sends two statues to represent it in the Capitol. The Cash statue from Arkansas, where Cash was born. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And in New York, Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Stay tuned for your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Remember, you don't need 20% down to buy a house.
For today, the forecast calls for a high of 75. Some patchy fog to deal with early on. Otherwise, sunny to partly cloudy and mild. Northwest winds at 3 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mainly clear. Pockets of fog later on, a low of 49. Thursday, 78, mostly sunny and continued warmer. Thursday night, mostly clear, a low of 50. Friday, partly cloudy and a bit breezy, a high of 79. Saturday, partly sunny and a bit breezy and a high of 77. Summer-like weather conditions on Sunday and a high of 79. Some good weather awaits in the next several days. After a very beautiful day yesterday in southwest Wisconsin, temperatures fell to 53 at midnight, and right now are so far overnight low. It is 44 degrees. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, September 25th, and it is time to start the day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
none of my business. You may think it rude of me to pry, but I just need to know that you know Jesus, and that you know for certain where you're going when you die.
I want to know that you know. I want to see that you see. I want to trust you, trust and believe you believe in the only one who can save your soul. I want to know that you know, that you know, that you know.
Just because you go to church on Sunday, just because your name is on the roll, doesn't mean you've really met the Master. But if you're born again, my friend, the evidence will show.
I want to know that you know. I want to see that you see. I want to trust you, trust and believe you believe in the only one who can save your soul. I want to know that you know, that you know, that you know. It's what you know, not what you know.
That's how you start the day in a positive way right there. I want to know that you know, and that was the group Greater Vision. Before that, our national anthem performed by the group Ricochet. Hello, friends. We are together again, and it is a pleasure to be in here to keep you company and give you a little info to get you in the know. Information perhaps about a Brewer win last night. Milwaukee still not out of the running for a chance at a first-round bye in the playoffs, although it is an uphill battle, but they did get a win last night. We'll have details in just a little bit. And also some great tunes along the way to start the day. Here's Tom T. Hall.
Country is sitting on the back porch, listen to the whippoorwill late in the day. Country is minding your business, helping a stranger, it becomes your way. Country is living in the city, knowing your people, knowing your kind. Country is what you make. Country is working for a living, thinking your own thoughts, loving your town. Country is teaching your children, find out what's right and stand your ground. And country listen to the music, singing your part. Country is walking in the moonlight. Country is all in your heart.
Down the hallway to his doom, and I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden before he reached my cell. Let my guitar playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home with a song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. The years, sing me back home before I die. I recall last Sunday morning, a choir from off the street came in to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard him tell the singers, there's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing me back home with a song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. Sing me back home before I die.
Merle Haggard and the Strangers, and Sing Me Back Home. A reminder today, Southwest Cap pop-up food pantry truck will be in the area. That will be at Boaz Community Building parking lot from 10:30 until 11:30, and the Village of Muscadet office parking lot from 12:30 until 1:30. All are welcome from the surrounding area. Second Harvest in Gays Mills will be open today, beginning at 2. Those attending are asked to not arrive prior to 1:30. And American Legion Post 85 Burgers in the Park in Muscadet will be held tonight from 3:30 until 8 o'clock. Hoping to see you there in Muscadet. Should be phenomenal weather for this late in the game. A September 25th forecast that includes a high today of 75. I like it. I like it a lot. Here we go with the day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Slipping up the holler, Dooley, trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swaller and I'll pay you back someday. Beside him in a barrel forest.
Yes, indeed. The story of Dooley from the Dillards here on WRCO, a Light in the Milk House show. This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Don't learn safety by accident is the theme of this year's National Farm and Safety Campaign. Safety starts early with local organizations such as 4-H and FFA. Youth are taught how to stay safe on the farm. This message, thanking the local organizations that support farmers, is a message of the Gokenauer Insurance Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chance Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Projects specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you be.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. High school volleyball last night, it was Ithaca over Weston in 3. And also last night, it was a victory for Kickapoo over DeSoto, 3-0 in the Ridge and Valley. From the Southwest Conference, Richland Center with a hard-fought 3-0 win over Prairie du Chien, and Platteville got the win by sweep over River Valley. Darlington swept Riverdale and Highland over Potosi by a final of 3-0. Dodgeville with a win against Lancaster in 3. And in high school soccer, Richland Center edged Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca 3-2, and River Valley was a 3-2 winner over Platteville Lancaster. Willie Adames secured his first 30-20 season in the Brewers' 7-2 win over the Pirates. Adames stole second after an infield single, his first of two hits with one out in the second inning. It was the 20th stolen base for the 7-year veteran to go along with 32 home runs. He and 20-year-old rookie Jackson Chirio, with 21 homers and 21 stolen bases, are the first Brewer teammates to go 20-20 in the same season. Hobie Milner pitched a perfect fifth inning for the win in relief of Tobias Myers. In other action, it was the Cubs 10-4 over Philadelphia, Atlanta 5, the Mets 1, St. Louis 7-3 over Colorado, San Francisco 11, Arizona nothing, San Diego 4-2 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Detroit 2, Tampa Bay 1, the White Sox 3, the Angels 2, Baltimore 5-3 over the Yankees, it was Boston 6, Toronto 5, Houston 4-3 over Seattle, Oakland 5, Texas 4. Interleague action, Cleveland 6, Cincinnati 1, Kansas City 1-0 over Washington, and Miami beat Minnesota, final of 4-1. Action continued in the WNBA playoffs, New York 91 and Atlanta 82, Las Vegas 83-76 over Seattle as well. That's an update on Wednesday morning sports.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
5:22 the time. All right, time to put a little pep in your step with the aerobic polka for the day. Warming up because it's 44 degrees. We need a little warm-up song today. Here we go. On WRCO Radio, and that was Gary's Polka here on a Wednesday morning. The forecast includes a high of 75, sunshine at times, northwest winds at 3 to 10 miles per hour. Then tonight, mainly clear, pockets of fog, later a low of 49. Thursday, mostly sunny and continued warmer than normal, a high of 78. And Friday, partly cloudy and a bit breezy, a high near 80 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, our temperature is at 44 after the midnight mark of 53 degrees. 5:25 the time. Here is Lynn Anderson.
For once in my life, I know the meaning of happiness and what it means to have a dream come true. 'Cause every day I wake up singing, living on the sunshine love is bringing, and it's wonderful knowing that I owe it all to you. At last I've got a reason to be living. I'm at the end of the rainbow and the gold is you, but God knows I love you, you're my man. I feel so safe when I'm in your arms, 'cause you're all man. You're heaven on earth and so dependable. Together we're a team that's just unbendable. I want the whole wide world to know you're to be living. I'm at the end of the rainbow and the gold is in my hands. Your love is so sweet I can't refuse it. Heaven help me if I ever lose it, 'cause my whole world's just knowing you're my man.
Time, but time can slip away. The old songs on the jukebox bring back her yesterdays. She'll waltz with any stranger to another place and time. For one more jukebox memory, it only cost a dime to play. Faded love and dream of love she's known, and you can hold her in your arms the moment you're alone. Between the night and morning, she'll make it worth your time. So make the lady happy, it only cost a dime. Play her back to yesterday.
McDaniel on WRCO Radio for our Wednesday morning get-together. We've dipped another degree. It is 43 in Richland Center at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Trade Deal. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn wins the game against above-ground pests with three distinct modes of action. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. A key U.S. trade official says a new agreement with Chile will help improve market access for a number of U.S. cheese and meat products. Doug McCaleb, chief ag negotiator in the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, says the agreement confirms a mutual understanding that U.S. producers of meats and cheeses will not be excluded from the Chilean market.
There have been some efforts underway recently where the European Union and others have been trying to corner the market on certain names of products. You know, we here in the U.S. have been making high-quality cheeses like Parmesan and mozzarella for decades upon decades.
He tells Brownfield, Chile has been a key trading partner for the U.S.
Quite frankly, this agreement can serve as a model for several other negotiations we have happening underway right now around the globe.
Ensuring farmers have access to pesticides is a top priority for state directors of agriculture. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the 2024 NASDA annual meeting.
Missouri Ag Director Chris Chen says there are concerns with EPA's herbicide strategy.
We have a lot of concerns about how the farming community is going to be able to comply with some of the things as written. And so it's one of those things that I'm hoping will emerge and improve as we go forward. We want to make sure that our farmers are able to afford to implement the changes at a time that works best for their operation. But we also want to make sure that we're not being so restrictive that farmers lose land.
From Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
Early harvest results are a mixed bag for Southeast Minnesota soybean grower Darren Johnson.
Just got a couple hundred acres out, extremely variable. We have a lot of drowned out, so there's still a lot of slough holes and all the, you know, kind of the perimeter fringe areas of them slough holes are all still fairly green yet.
And the executive director of the Organic Farmers Association says more than 90 farmers in Iowa, Minnesota, and other states recently received clawback letters surrounding the 2022 bankruptcy of Iowa-based Global Processing Incorporated. Kate Mendenhall tells Brownfield the letters are legitimate.
Farmers have also received a clawback to pay back the money they were paid in 2022 for grain that they delivered. And they don't get the grain back. That is long gone. But they are asked to pay back the money that they were given for the grain delivered.
She says this is the second such case impacting organic growers since 2021. But it can happen to anyone.
Farmers need to, you know, be careful about who you're selling to.
Mendenhall says the association is advising growers who receive the letters to contact an attorney. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
AgriAmerica is your premier channel for agricultural news and entertainment. AgriAmerica's online broadcast is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ensuring farmers and ranchers have uninterrupted access to ag weather, commodity markets, and top industry news. Listeners may also enjoy country music from generations past and present in between farm programs and during the evening hours. Tune into AgriAmerica's streaming channel at agriamerica.com.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brown Field Livestock Market Report. It was a typically quiet Tuesday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. It's likely significant trade volume will be delayed until the latter half of the week. At the Tri-State Livestock Auction in Nebraska, flyweight steers were sharply higher, and all weights and classes of steers were $7 to $15 higher. Heifers under 500 pounds were $6 to $13 higher. Heifers 500 to 750 pounds were steady, and heifers over 750 pounds were $3 to $9 higher. The USDA says demand was good, with buyers looking for calves that were preconditioned. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 521 to 547 pounds, brought $307 to $325. Feeder steers, 871 pounds, brought $248. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 470 to 487 pounds, brought $311 to $320. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice up 8 cents at $301.89. Select was 92 cents lower at $286.87. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, even on the weekend, down more than 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts Tuesday afternoon and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and that's helping provide price support to the market. Hog weights have been on a seasonal decline, but are still above year-ago levels, which ensures there's plenty of pork available. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.53 higher with a weighted average of $76.54. The Iowa Minnesota was up 52 cents with a weighted average of $76.41, and the Western Corn Belt up 52 cents with a weighted average of $76.41. The Eastern Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of $77.79. Pork values into the day week down 18 cents at $93.96. Ribs, bellies, butts, and picnics were all lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, up 13,000 on the week and down more than 3,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were mostly higher, waiting for direct business to develop. And lean hog futures into the day mostly higher, with pork higher during the session. The trade's also looking ahead to Thursday's quarterly Hogs and Pigs report. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on Stein to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were up on the higher moves in soybean, palm, and crude oils. November beans were three higher at 10.42 and a quarter. January was up 3.75 at 10.60 and a half. Corn was down on a lack of follow-through buying. December was 1.75 lower at 4.11 3/4, and March was down a penny at 4.30 3/4. Live cattle were mostly higher, and feeders were up, waiting for widespread direct business. October live was down 5 at 183.20. December was up 57 at 184.40. October feeders were $1.32 higher, 245.80. And on spread trade in the firm midday move in pork, October hogs were down 17 at 82.12. December was up 10 at 74.97. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
There's a lot of room to grow for the sustainable aviation fuel business. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Delta Airlines is banking on sustainable aviation fuel to achieve its carbon footprint goal. Jeff Davidman is Delta's VP for Government Affairs.
Delta's sustainability goal is to be carbon neutral by 2050. We truly believe at Delta Airlines that 70% of how we're going to get to our 2050 goal is through sustainable aviation fuel, through SAF. We know it works today. It's in our planes. We are using it. We've had a flight from London to New York on our partner Virgin Atlantic that was 100% SAF.
Davidman says it may be a while yet before SAF can make a real difference.
Even though we know this product works, there's almost none of it in the world today. In 2023, in the United States of America, we produce 25 million gallons of SAF. This year, worldwide, I think they're projected to produce about 600 million gallons. Delta Airlines alone uses 4 billion gallons of jet fuel every single year. U.S. carriers as a whole, that's 35 billion gallons of jet fuel. And when you go to the whole world, it's far in excess of 35 billion gallons.
Then, says Davidman, the cost is high at the moment.
Currently, SAF is anywhere between 2 to 3 times the amount of conventional jet fuel, and that is not a number that's probably sustainable over a long period of time.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. Don't miss a minute of World Dairy Expo with Expo TV. Subscriptions are available at worlddairyexpo.com. Colombia has lifted restrictions on imports of U.S. beef and has fully restored market access to the U.S. Earlier this year, the Colombian government banned U.S. beef originating from states where H5N1 had been detected in dairy cows. Dan Hellstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says the association is grateful to have market access fully restored.
The reality is that science was on our side, and ultimately that prevailed, and it wasn't easy.
Hellstrom says Colombia was the only destination to officially restrict imports of U.S. beef because of H5N1 findings in dairy cows. But the impact on beef exports was substantial.
We were running at a clip of $3 million a month of exports, and then post-April, when we had these restrictions, we're down to less than $1 million per month. In other markets, competitors such as Canada took advantage of that.
He says moving forward, the challenge for their organization will be working to regain the lost market share. Colombia is imposing nearly 5% in additional preliminary tariffs on U.S. milk powder exports, in addition to the current 4% tariff on U.S. dairy products. The National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council It's unjustified and unhelpful for dairy farmers and consumers in both nations. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on Tuesday. Dry whey was up a quarter of a cent at 59 cents. Blocks down a penny at 2.19. Barrels down 4.5 cents at 2.54.5. Butter down 4 cents at 2.90. And non-fat dry milk down a quarter of a cent at $1.37.75 per hundredweight. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Check-Off Check-In.
Brenda Damro-Gudex from the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board joins us. You've been helping consumers better understand more about agriculture.
Everybody's seen our promotions that really focus on clean water. Those educational efforts were really to connect a consumer with a corn farmer and make sure that they understand we are taking care of our resources and making sure that the things that we do on our farm every day is going to benefit the entire population. And that clean water campaign has been seen by millions of people. One of the best things I think that we've done in the last couple of years is partner with the Wisconsin Badgers. We've had the opportunity to actually activate there and meet with consumers and do a lot of different activities with the kids. But when you're doing a little fishing game with the kids to promote clean water, you're able to talk to their parents about why we're there and what it means to be a Wisconsin corn farmer.
To learn more about your Wisconsin checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
547, the forecast calls for a high of 75 today and 49 tonight. Cool overnight here in southwest Wisconsin. We're at 44, up 1 degree from the overnight low in Richland Center. Thanks for joining us here for the Light in the Milk Cow Show as we lead towards 6.
I tried so hard, mine did show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid that each thing I do is just some evil scheme, a memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I breathe? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue, and so my heart is pain now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind that made the teardrop start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Oh, you'll never know how much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and you want my love, but you're afraid to try. Why do you run, hide from life?
so tired of holding on to nothing. The years have shown no kindness for the hard times we've been through.
We've squeezed the life from every dream and still go right on bluffing with really nothing left to hold on to.
Oh, why do we keep holding on with nothing left to hold on to? Let's be honest with each other. That's the least that we can do. I feel guilty when the ending me and you. We're holding on with nothing left to hold on to.
We were young and foolishly mistaken, victims of a passion much too strong to be denied.
With only tears to show for all the years that we've been faking, God only knows how long, how hard we tried.
Oh, why do we keep holding on with nothing left to hold on to? Let's be honest with each other. That's the least that we can do. I feel guilty when they envy me and you. We're holding on with nothing left to hold on to. We're holding on with nothing left to hold on to.
Wagner and Dolly Parton on WRCO Radio. Well, some of our area schools that will be celebrating homecoming this week and weekend are hitting a home run in terms of weather. We'll check out details coming up in just a little bit with Tony Schumacher. You'll bring us up to speed on that. A reminder, a Walk with Grace Euchre Tournament fundraiser will be held Friday at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Sign-in begins at 5:30. Play will start at 6:30. The entry fee of $5 and nickel bumps will be donated to Grace. Food and door prizes will be available for players. Any questions, contact 608-604-5597. And it'll be a fun weekend in Boaz this weekend. Well, it always is, but this one exceptional. The Boaz Saddle Club will begin Friday night at 7 with an event. Saturday begins with a pull at 10 to benefit Don Bailey. There will also be a silent auction, meat paddles, 50-50 raffle, food and refreshments. And the day will end with a big Boaz Fall Parade at 1. Parade lineup will be at noon.
We had an active market on both cattle and calves at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $450 to $650, with beef crossbred calves to $810. Fleshy beef cows sold from $122 to $141, with the milk-down dairy cows $89 to $116. A lightweight Jersey bull sold at $125, with two big fleshy heavy bulls $147 to $154. We have moved our second Friday sale in September to Friday, September 27th. In October, we'll be back to our regular schedule of the first and third Fridays. Early consignments for next Friday's sale include 11 Holstein steers, 850 pounds, 15 white-faced steers and heifers, 7 to 8, 17 black steers and heifer calves, 3 to 350, 7 black crossbred steers, 4 to 600. Contact Darren Colton or Jim if you have a cattle to sell at any of our upcoming sales. We don't require or recommend that you ship your cattle in on Thursday or even on Wednesday. This just adds to the stress to your cattle. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market, serving the farmers of a five-county area.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes family practitioner Dr. Garrett Tesman.
When you get to know your patients for a number of years, you know what their priorities are, what they want to get from the treatment plan. One of my other big passions is integrative medicine. The idea that instead of just treating a disease with a medication, it's taking a step back, seeing about changing lifestyle, be that diet or exercise, and really being able to bring patients off of medications when someone doesn't need it anymore.
For more information about Dr. Tesman, visit ramchealth.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the very quiet weather pattern will continue around our immediate area with all the storminess staying south of us the next several days. The remnants of Hurricane Helene will try to throw a few clouds up our way towards Saturday. Maybe a little drizzle toward the Illinois border. That would be about it. But for the most part, dry weather through early next week. Meanwhile, temperatures will be running well above normal, as much as 15 degrees above normal over the period, so feeling more like late August than late September. Our forecast for today, some patchy fog early, otherwise sunny to partly cloudy and mild, as high temperatures reach about 75 degrees, wind northwesterly between 3 and 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight, some pockets of fog could form once again late, with a low near 49 and the winds light. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, continued on the warmer side, with highs in the upper 70s, east wind between 5 and 8. Thursday night, mostly clear, low near 50. Friday, partly cloudy and just a bit breezy, high of 79. Northeast wind between 8 and 13 miles per hour. As we head into Saturday, partly sunny and somewhat breezy again, low 52, high near 77. Sunday, summer-like weather continues with plenty of sunshine, low at 52 with a high at 79, yes, almost 80 degrees. Monday, mostly sunny, low 51, high 76. And Tuesday, a slight chance of a light shower early as a strong cold front moves through. Otherwise, partly sunny, blustery, and much cooler. Lows in the upper 40s with highs just in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Have a great morning.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 44 degrees in Richland Center. The record high for this day, 91 in 1953. Record low, 24 in 1964. Last year's high was 73 and the low, 59. Sunset will happen at 6:54 for this evening. Sunrise time, 6:53 this morning. Also, right now the air is calm. Barometer is up a bit at 29.92. After a midnight reading of 53 and a low of 43, it is 44 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at